in Reformed theology, we believe the New Testament completely old, the old prepares for the new.
啊，旧约的圣经是隐藏着新约的圣经。
The Old Testament implicitly has the new.
啊，新约的圣经是要成全旧约的预言。
And the New Testament completes the prophecies of the Old Testament.
所以透过新约的圣经
，So through the New Testament，
我们可以得到一把钥匙去明白旧约的圣经原先隐藏的是什么。
We would then have the master key to find the mystery of the Old Testament.
所以这个跟回教徒的圣经论、启示论是完全不一样的。
This is very different from the concept of the Muslims.
所以《可兰经》的注释里面这样讲。
The commentary of the Quran says,
我们不要受欺骗。
Do not be fooled.
什么叫以撒是亚伯兰的独生子？
How can Isaac be the only son of Abraham?
根本从来没有做过独生子。
He was never the only son.
生出来的亚伯兰已经有别的孩子。
Because Abraham had other children.
那我们今天可以接受他这样讲法吗？
Can we then accept this?
不能。
We can't.
因为圣经原来的告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
只有从撒拉生的才是你的后代。
Only the children of Sarah will be considered the descendant.
撒拉怀疑上帝的时候。
But when she doubted God,
以为用人的办法来成全上帝的应许，就把夏甲送到她丈夫的这个帐幕里面来。
And she sent Hagar to her husband because she doubted God's promise.
结果呢，就生了以实玛利出来。
And Ishmael was then born.
这以实玛利不是应许的孩子。
He was not the promised son.
不能成为亚伯兰真正的后裔。
He could not be considered the true descendant of Abraham.
神的时间。
The timing of God,
神的计划
the plan of God,
不可用人的一时的理性的思想去代替他的
cannot be replaced by the thoughts of men.
所以以撒是独生子
so Isaac was the only son,
照着应许的预言来建立起来的
based on the promise and the prophecy.
上帝的亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕
God said Abraham Abraham,
你要把你的儿子
take your son Isaac,
就是你的独生子
whom you love,
你所爱的以撒
your only son Isaac,
带到摩利亚上面去
and go to the region of
Moriah, 我要在那里指示你
I will give you,
在什么山上
on which
你把它献给我作为燔祭
that you should burn him as an offering.
亚伯兰听见这句话的时候
when Abraham heard this,
这是这一二千年来最重要的一个启示来到了
a most important revelation for decades.
已经很久好像上帝没有个别对他讲话了
it would seem that God was silent for many years.
神对他讲话的时候
but when God spoke to him,
对亚伯兰这是他生命中间的重要时刻不是时间
it was an important moment in the life of Abraham.
时间是中性正在过渡的那个因素
Time is neutral, it keeps moving.
时刻是那个与永恒的旨意发生关系不可磨灭的一个机会。
But moment is the time where there's an opportunity to have a relationship with eternity.
知道上帝又在对他讲话的时候。
When God spoke to him again,
马上说主啊，我在这里。
Immediately he said, Here I am.
你有什么话吩咐我，我要遵行。
What do you want to say to me?
这是上帝不是赐福给他
It was no longer a
这是不是应许别的东西给他
No longer promises
直接对他有个最严格最残忍最无情的要求
But immediately a very cruel demand
你要把你的儿子
Take your son
你独生的儿子
Your only son
你所爱的儿子
The son whom you love
以撒献上给我
Isaac
当亚伯兰听见这句话的时候
When Abraham heard that,
他回到他与神关系那种独立存活在神面前的这种回应的机能来回答上帝
He replied to God based on his instinct of being alone with God or his life
神这次对他启示就是一句话不多讲
And this revelation was very simple
然后清早的时候
Early the next morning
第二天
On the next day,
他起来
he stood up,
他叫了两个工人
he summoned two of his servants,
他叫了他的孩子
and his son Isaac,
他就预备上炉
and prepared the donkey,
然后也撇好了燔祭的柴
and also cut enough wood,
就往耶和华指示他的地方去
and went for the place that God has told him about.
这一次圣经没有记载他跟夏娃商量一下
The Bible didn't say that he discussed this with Sarah
他的夏娃嘛萨拉可以不可以
She didn't ask Sarah whether this could be done
上帝要你的孩子
That God wanted your son
圣经没有记载
The Bible didn't say that
所以我相信他这一次没有通过这一关就走了
So I believe that he never consulted with his wife
如果他跟萨拉谈话的话
If he had discussed with his wife,
Sarah 一定这么回答的。
Sarah would surely reply,
怀孕的是我，杀他的是你。
I was the one who bore the child, and you want to kill it.
你的上帝是这样没有道理的上帝。
How can your God be so unreasonable?
你知道把一个孩子怀孕到生出来九个多月多辛苦吗？
Do you know how difficult it is for me to give birth to the child?
你一次就把他刺死了，这么方便啊？
It's so easy for you to kill the
child. 我这一次才更不能不跟你认账啊！
And surely I will not agree with you.
我绝对不能顺从你。
I will not obey.
所以我想他要奉献太太的阻力太大了。
I think there's great opposition from the wife.
所以怎么办呢？
So what would you do?
等莎拉还没有刷牙，他就走了。
He left before Sarah woke up.
所以这里说清早起来。
Early the next morning.
他做好了一切的预备。
He was all prepared.
把他的孩子叫起来。
He woke his son.
父子同心。
The father and son were same-minded.
把母亲太太撇在一边。
And they abandoned the mother.
很不近人情哦。
It seems unreasonable.
叫了两个工人起来。
The two servants were servants. Come with me.
他们就静悄悄地爬上去了。
And both followed him.
接下去是什么？
And the Bible says,
第三天
on the third day,
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
表示这一段路程不短的。
It means the distance was very long.
上帝不是说你在这里献祭一定跟太太吵架。
God did not say sacrifice here.
上帝说你到远的地方去，
but a far away place.
在摩利亚山上去，
in the region of Moriah.
所以很多人起先以为没有什么，就去山上退休，一回来变成传道人。
Some people go to the mountains for a retreat and then become preachers.
这妈妈气死了。
And mother will get very
angry. 你怎么跟上帝立约要奉献做传道？
Why would you promise God to
be a preacher? 你怎么立约要进神学院读书？
Why do you want to go to
seminary? 你怎么不跟我们商量？
Why do you not discuss with us?
说妈妈，我是到山上去退休会，上帝在那呼召我，不在这里呼召我，哪里知道啊？
And you say, mother, I was called in a retreat in the mountains.
这样的事情常常发生的。
This sort of thing always happens.
所以亚伯拉罕第三天到了一个地方，
Abraham on the third day,
远远的地方看见上帝为他预备的地方。
From afar he saw the place that was prepared.
我告诉你，
I tell you this,
这地方不是他选择的。
He did not choose the place.
如果他自己选哪一个山比较好，一定找不到那一只羊。
He selected the mountain, he would not find the ram.
你只能很精准的顺服上帝预备的地方，上帝应许的地方，上帝指示的地方，才能成全上帝的旨意。
You can only do the will of God when you precisely find the place that God has sent you to.
所以到了第三天呢
，On the third day，
他站的地方还不是那个地方，是远远看见。
The place was still far away.
所以这条路很远的。
So long distance.
为什么上帝要给他用这样远的道路才去做这件事情呢
？Why would God demand that he travel so far away？
我不大想得通。
I am not very clear about this.
我想这跟神的时间论有关系。
But I think it's related to God's timing.
这个叫做上帝的时间程序。
The theology of God's timing.
上帝的时间程序是今天全世界的所有的神学院没有人研究的。
This is something none of the seminary would study.
The theology of time is neglected everywhere in the seminary studies. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为大家有快快成功，这个叫做 super me 神学。
Everybody want an instant success.
这个叫做 instant noodle 的神学。
Theology of instant noodle.
最好去读神学的时候。
When you study theology.
快快重要的科目读完了就做传道。
Finish quickly and become a preacher.
不要经历长时间的考验。
Don't go through long time.
不要走很远的路程。
Don't go to long distance.
今天的教会不会复兴。
So there's no revival in the church today.
因为太多 instant noodle pastor.
Because we have instant noodle pastors.
这些现成的
instantly
速成班的牧师
and very quickly
没有办法明白神深很深一层的心意。
They cannot understand in depth the will of God.
上帝呼叫亚伯拉罕
when God called Abraham
把以撒奉献的时候
to sacrifice Isaac.
亚伯拉罕已经从75岁从乌尔出来到现在可能120岁，他已经有差不多45年顺从上帝走上帝旨意的时间了。
He would have spent 45 years in obedience to God.
上帝说不够。
God says,
你还要跑几天的路程去奉献。
And few more days for you.
你不能在这里奉献。
Sacrifice not here.
神的方法。
The methods of God.
神的时间。
The timing of God.
不是我们速成班可以达到的。
It's not something that we can achieve.
神的办法。
Instantaneously. The method of God.
神的时间。
The timing of God.
常常是超过我们所能知道的事情。
Very often transcends what we can know.
要我们在过程的中间
that in the process,
慢慢体会
that slowly we will understand,
细细查考
that we slowly observe,
经过考验
after we experience the trial,
真正遵循他的旨意
then we will truly do his will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
当摩西四十岁想要为上帝做一番大事情的时候
when Moses wanted to do great deeds for God when he was 40,
上帝说不行
God said no.
当然行了。
He will say, "Of course, yes."
你为什么以为你行呢
？Why do you think you can do this?
我学了埃及人一切的学问。
I have learned all knowledge from the Egyptians.
我的学分都满额了。
I have finished all my credit
hours. 我的文凭都有了。
I have my diploma.
我什么大学都考及格了。
I have passed from all universities.
难道这样有学问的不配做你工作吗
？I am so intelligent. Surely I'm worthy.
请问你传道人有几个像我这么厉害的
？Which of your preacher is as qualified as I am?
埃及人一切的学问我都学了。
I have learned all knowledge from the Egyptians.
我说话。
I am
我行事
I'm
我都有才能
I'm efficient.
上帝用我吧
God use me.
上帝说当你以为你可以被我用的时候我那个时候就不用你
God said when you think you can use, be used by me I will not use you
你看我多么勇敢
I am so bold
我多么有特别的权威
I have special status
我是王宫里面的人
I was from the palace
谁可以对付我
No one can take care of me.
我不但像保罗一样
I was not only like Paul
身为犹太人又有罗马籍
He was a Jew and also a Roman citizen.
我是身为以色列人住在埃及王宫里面的。
I was born a Jew but I live in the Egyptian palace.
但我告诉你
but I tell you this,
他的血气方刚。
He was an impulsive person.
他的不顺从神的时间。
And he would not obey God's timing.
就受上帝刑罚把他再放在米甸谷旷野40年才能侍奉上帝。
And God punished him by putting him in the wilderness in Midian for 40 years.
我常记得我的院长对我说
I always remember my dean in the
seminary. 你很年轻，你很有才干。
He always tell me you're so young, you're so talented.
你有口才，有恩赐。
You are articulate and gifted.
但你不要骄傲。
But do not be arrogant.
你要顺服上帝。
Be obedient to God.
可能上帝真正大用你的时间是四五十年以后的时候。
Perhaps God will use you greatly four to five decades later.
不是这个时候。
Maybe not now.
那这个时候不过是你设息你练习以后可以被上帝用的时间
This maybe is the time for you to test yourself and like an intern
时间神学
The theology of time
圣经很清楚的时间
The clear timing of the Bible
圣经新约好几次说耶稣讲我的时间还没有到我的时间还没有到我的时间还没到。
In the New Testament, Jesus said many times, "My timing is not up yet."
上帝用摩西给他等四十年。
And God made Moses wait for 40 years.
上帝差遣耶稣给他等几千年。
And Jesus was sent thousands of years.
耶稣生下来的时候
，When Jesus was born,
圣经说时候满足，他就生在律法的下面。
The Bible says, "When the time was up, he was born under the law."
耶稣从少岁就可以问到所有的这个宗教博士的时候。
At 12, Jesus was able to debate with the religious leader.
上帝要他等候到30岁的时候，召祭司出来，一定要过30岁。
But God made him wait until he was 30 as a priest at 30 years old.
多次他说我的时间还没有到。
Many a time he said my time was not up.
等耶稣基督的时候到的时候，他就照着犹太人规矩唱一首诗篇，说这是耶和华所定的日子。我要在其中欢喜快乐。
And when the time was up, he sang a Jewish hymn. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
耶稣升天的时候
，and in his ascension,
门徒问他说：“你复兴以色列的子就是这个时候吗
？”The disciples asked him, "Is this the day you will revive the land of Israel?"
耶稣回答说：“父所定的日子，人不可以知道。
And ”Jesus replied that the time that is set by the Father cannot be known by man.
这都是时间神学。
All these are the theology of time.
只从天上再来。
Until the sun comes from heaven.
那日子那时辰连子也不知道。
That day, that time, even the sun would not know.
父知道。
Only the father knows.
这又是时间成神学。
Again, the theology of time.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候。
When Jesus was crucified.
罗马书第五章第八节说他是按照上帝所定的日期为我们死。
Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, by the time that God has set for us, he died for us.
以色列人要进迦南的时候。
When the Israelites were about to enter Canaan.
红海的路很快两三天就可以走到了。
They could have finished it in 2 to 3 days.
上帝不要他们走他那条路。
But God did not want them to go this way.
上帝叫他走旷野的路。
They had to go through the wilderness.
结果又让以色列人在受试炼40年。
They were tested for another 40 years.
上帝是永恒的，所以他时间很多，不必忙。
God is eternal, so he had lots of time.
我们时间很短，很急。
And we are very anxious ourselves.
结果我们急的时候，不是做成上帝的事，是把上帝的事做错了很多。
But in our anxiety, we often make a mess of God's work.
这一生我安利了很多牧师。
In my life, I have ordained many people.
我现在回头想，有一些是太快了。
When I look back, I think some were too early.
因为时间不够的时候就安利他们。
And I ordained them before the time was right.
一下子就凋谢下去。
And suddenly they wither.
崩溃下去。
And they fall.
就闹了不可挽回的事情。
And give us a lot of regretful incidents.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
上帝要你把独生子献上的时候。
When God wants your only son.
他不是现在就取。
He will not take it right away.
他不是现在就要你杀。
And sacrifice right away.
他要你在指示的地方。
He wants you to go to the place you are commanded to go.
走到很难爬的山上去。
To a mountain that's very steep.
第三天还只能看见的还没有到。
And on the third day you can still see the place.
神的路程。
The path of God.
神的方法。
The methods of God.
神的地方。
The place of God.
神的时间。
The time of God.
跟我们的经验是不一样。
It's very different from our experiences.
上帝用这种办法来继续不断面对亚伯拉罕。
And God used this method to continue to try Abraham.
亚伯拉一直用开放的方式来回应上帝的启示。
But Abraham's response had always been an open one.
丹麦的这个神学家、哲学家齐克果讲一句话。
The Danish theologian and philosopher Kierkegaard said,
他的存在是什么呢
？What is existence?
存在就是单单独独在上帝面前的相对。
Existence means that you exist before God, relative to Him.
To exist alone. Would be to be with oneself alone before God. 你直接个别单独面对上帝那时刻的存在才是真正的存在。
The real existence is the moment where you are alone individually before your God.
你不能与人商量。
You cannot discuss this with other people.
你不能参考别的事情。
There's no references.
你只能回应神这个时候对你讲的话是什么。
You can only respond to what God said to you at that moment.
每次当神亲自启示亚伯拉罕对他讲一些重要的话的时候，他都用这种单独的回应站在上帝的面前。
Every time God would speak to Abraham, that was what it was like. He responded to God alone.
他不必说以撒，你要不要被杀？
He would not ask Isaac, do you want to be killed?
你同意不同意爸爸对你这么做？
Would you agree to your, with your father?
你死了以后会不会原谅我？
Would you forgive me after you die?
我是听上帝的话，不得不对你这样做。
I listen to God, so I have to do this to you.
有些事是没有商量的余地。
There was no discussion.
有些事你要直接面对上帝做决定。
In some things you need to face God alone.
所以他把以撒叫起来。
And he woke Isaac.
把仆人叫起来。
And the servants.
把柴备好了。
And prepared the
wood, 预备好了
brought about the donkey,
就出发了
and they went.
到了第三天的时候
on the third day,
他们看见了要去的地方
they saw the place in the distance.
这个时候呢
at this moment,
以撒突然就发一句话
Isaac suddenly asked,
爸爸
Father,
我告诉你独生子叫你爸爸的时候你心里已经软了一半
when your only son addressed you as father,
爸爸
your heart was softened. Father,
我是你的爸爸。
I am your father.
你对我讲什么
？What are you going to say to me?
你现在把我带去献祭，对不对
？Are you bringing me for sacrifice?
我们的木材都预备好。
We have the wood.
我们的火也预备好。
The fire.
绳子也有了。
The rope.
刀也有了。
The knife.
你老人家忘记带那只羊出来啊
！You must have forgotten the lamb.
你爸爸老了 你现在有了这个什么症了这个老人痴呆症了
Maybe you have dementia.
你最重要的羊没有带出来、
You forgot the most important lamb.
就爸爸这么回答呢
The father said,
我儿
My son,
那羊就是你啊
You are the lamb.
这句话讲着讲着出来嘛
Well, he said
我看如果你要研究这一段圣经、
If you want to study this passage,
你去看齐克伯的这一篇论文
You need to study Kierkegaard.
他把整个基督教信仰
He had an essay about Christian faith.
整个用亚伯拉罕对上帝的顺从作为根基，作为榜样。
And wrote it based on the foundation of this passage.
然后把亚伯拉罕跟苏格拉底放在同一阵线上。
And he considered Abraham to be the same as Socrates.
那他把赫格尔放在另外一个阵线上。
And Hegel in another place.
反正越理性的越偏离信仰。
The more you emphasize reason, the further you go from faith.
越超越理性的越像圣经的信仰。
The more you transcend reason, the more biblical you are.
存在就是对神的回应。
Existence is the response to God.
活在上帝的面前。
That you live before God.
所以当这个孩子问爸爸，那这羊在哪里的时候
？So when the son asked father, where is this lamb?
这一句话跟上帝说，你的儿子，你的独生儿子，你所爱的以撒一样的，刺到他心里面最痛的地方。
It must have hurt him greatly, like God commanded him to bring his only son, whom he loved, Isaac.
如果我是亚伯拉罕。
If I were Abraham,
当然我不是。
Of course I'm not.
如果我是亚伯拉罕，
if I were him,
我的独生子问我这句话的时候，
and my only son would ask me this question,
我还没有回答，眼泪就一直流下来。
I surely would weep.
我没有办法，
answer,
这个感情崩溃了。
Emotional moment.
做父亲就做不成了。
I would not be successful.
我今天发现我没有资格做人家的爸爸了。
And I realize I'm not worthy to be your father.
怎么可以把一个亲生的孩子预备想杀他，连这个动机都不可以有呢？那是神的旨意，要怎么办呢？
This motive itself is not good, but it's the will of God.
所以许多时候我们要遵行神旨意的时候，
very often when we want to do God's will,
我们遇见了两次不能齐全的矛盾。
We will face a conflict.
我们遇见了这个时候没有办法使两件事都可以成就。
We will face a dilemma where we cannot fulfill both things.
你要忠于神吗？
You want to be faithful to God?
你要毁掉这些。
You may have to destroy
你保守这些吗？
If you want to preserve these things,
你背离上帝，
you must betray God.
你背离上帝吗？
When you go against God,
你得罪的是暂时的。
What would you get?
你要得罪这些暂时变成永恒的吗？
If these temporal things you get, can it be eternal?
你可能永远被上帝丢掉。
You may be abandoned by God forever.
在这样大的困难中间。
So in this great difficulty,
亚伯兰怎么回答呢？
Abraham answered.
亚伯兰说，儿啊。
He said, my son.
在耶和华的山上。有预备。
God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering.
信心的延伸。
This is the extension of his faith.
他信上帝是没有错的。
He was right to believe in God.
他顺从上帝已经讲出来的命令。
He obeyed God's command.
但是这个不错的上帝讲了一件处处为难我的这个要求的时候。
This God that cannot make a mistake has commanded me a difficult task.
我这个对他顺从的信心怎么延伸到齐全双方的可能？
How would this faith be extended to complete both sides?
亚伯兰就用信心的另外一方面去看见一切的可能性。
And Abraham would see this from the eyes of faith.
神有预备。
That he was prepared.
到底神的预备是什么？他讲不出来。
What sort of preparation he couldn't tell?
希伯来书的作者告诉我们。
The author of Hebrews says.
他相信，如果上帝亲自要我杀死他，上帝一定亲自给我看见他复活。
Abraham believed that God would definitely resurrect Isaac.
所以亚伯兰回答的时候是很痛苦的一个回答。
And so his answer was a painful one.
其实我们教会很多人卡住在这个地方。
In the church today, we are stuck at this particular point.
我相信蒙上帝呼召做传道的，比现在在讲台上做牧师的人数还更多。
We believe that the people who are called by God to be preachers are much more numerous than people who actually preach.
我也相信今天在台上做牧师的。比上帝真正呼召上台做牧师也更多。
I also believe that pastors on the stage today are actually more than those who are actually called by God.
为什么两种这样的话都讲出来？
Why do I say these two different things?
因为有一些应当上台的还没有上台。
Because some people who ought to hold the pulpit are not here.
很多应当下台的还在台上。
But some people who are from the pulpit should come down, but they are still stuck there.
我今天很严肃地告诉你。
And so I say this to you solemnly.
如果神没有呼召你奉献，你没有资格奉献。
If God has not called you to serve Him, you are not worthy to go.
如果神呼召你奉献，你没有资格逃走。
But if God has called you, you are not worthy to escape.
中国教会有个很怪的现象。
There is a very strange situation in the Chinese church.
自以为带着侍奉就是成全上帝的旨意。
Many people think that if they serve God with their job, they are fulfilling God's
will. 带着侍奉的人都引用保罗这帐篷作为他们安慰自己错误的良心的定心剂。
There are many people who use the Apostle Paul as an example to console themselves.
保罗这帐篷是带着侍奉吗？
Was the ministry of Paul a lay ministry?
保罗是一方面赚钱，一方面做牧师，讲道又不需要拿 车马费还能奉献这种骄傲的心态吗？
Did he have this sense of arrogance where you will make money so that he don't have to rely on the church?
完全不是的。
Absolutely not.
耶路撒冷没有办法供应保罗做宣教士。
Because Jerusalem was not able to sustain the Apostle Paul.
而保罗又绝对不向外邦人拿一块钱。
And he would not get the money from the Gentiles.
在这两难之间。
And so when he faced this difficulty,
他在外邦人传福音的时候。
When he preached among the Gentiles,
虽然可以靠福音养生。
Although he said he could live by the gospel.
连这个权柄他又放弃了。
But he abandoned this privilege.
所以他就亲手做工供应自己的生活，维持自己的生命，然后他继续不断来做上帝的工作。
And he continued to sustain his life by working.
我告诉你，
I tell you this.
如果神清楚呼召你做全职的，
If God has called you clearly to be a full-time worker,
你就勇敢完全放下。
You must boldly abandon all things.
如果神要你在你的侍奉中间，在你的平常的工作中间来侍奉上帝，
If God wants you to serve Him in your everyday job,
那你就不可以自己冒险做全职的。
Then you cannot take the risk and just become a full-timer.
你可以带职的。
You may be a lay minister.
带职的也好，全职的也好，都要清楚知道神呼召他是怎样的位分，就按照神呼召他的位分去行。
Whether you are in part-time or full-time, you must be clear that this is the result of the calling of God.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
上帝呼召亚伯拉罕。
God called Abraham.
要把他最爱的。
And use his best son.
唯一的。
He wanted his only son.
独生子。
The only one.
把他献上。
To be sacrificed.
就是太困难了。
Very difficult
indeed. 这件事他可以用千千万万的理由来逃避上帝。
He could escape God with thousands of excuses.
我怎么可以把这个种送上去呢？
How can I sacrifice this seed?
你对我说，以后我从他生的才是我的后代。
Did you not say that the descendants come from him?
如果我把以撒献上，
If I were to sacrifice Isaac,
我就永远没有种了。
Forever I have no descendants.
你的旨意永远不能成全。
And your will will not be done.
你的应许都要落空的。
Your promises will not come true.
所以我绝对不把他献上，是为了成全你的应许。
So I will escape to fulfill your will.
要不然有足够的理由来抵挡上帝这样的呼召。
Abraham had enough reasons to give against God.
他就完全顺服。
But he was completely obedient.
这是很困难的事情。
This was a very difficult thing to do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
每一个真心奉献、牺牲、舍己的人，
Everyone who gave of his life in a self-sacrificing manner,
都一定有一些这样的经验，
would face similar situations.
这样的痛苦，
such pain,
有这样的挣扎，
such struggles.
但你信心的延伸要明白一件事，
But the extension of your faith will enable you to understand.
上帝的山上必有预备。
That God will provide upon His mountain.
我已经在马朗神学院教了25年。
I taught 25 years in Malang Seminary.
我可以正式退休，拿到养老金。
I could have retired officially and have retirement fund.
突然神的感动来到。
But suddenly God inspired me.
你要开始个归正运动。
That I must start the Reform Evangelical Movement.
感动来了。
And the inspiration came.
呼召来了。
The calling came.
我就完全放下了。
And so I just let everything go.
我完全放下的时候。
When I let everything go,
我已经侍奉了几十年才放下。
I did it after decades of ministry.
侍奉几十年，
after decades,
有侍奉的果效啊。
There will be results.
有一个长辈的身份
啊。I was considered senior.
我是马浪神学最高的这份董事长。
I was the chairman of Malang Seminary.
资深的教授，教哲学，教什么学
？I was a senior lecturer teaching philosophy and
theology. 我教过的学生做传道牧师的超过1000个人。
There were more than 1,000 students of mine
becoming teachers. 但是神的呼召来了。
But when God's calling came,
放下这些
，I was to let everything go.
全部放下
，everything.
所以我真的全部放下。
And I did that.
我特别在满25年以前2个礼拜，我放下，所以我没有资格拿养老金。
2 weeks before the 25th year, I abandoned everything, and so I was not qualified to get a retirement fund.
那个时候我不是普通的一个人咯。
I was not just an ordinary person.
我已经是教会的领袖了。
I was already a church leader.
那我有太太，有4个孩子，有1个幼母，有2个仆人。
I have a wife, 4 children, a mother-in-law, servants.
这样的，我们一家9个人每天都吃饭。
9 of us in the family every day we have to eat.
我决定离开马兰。
I decided to leave Malang.
那我建的自己的钱建的房子就完全送给神学院。
And I gave the house, my house to the seminary.
我自己买这个房子，
And the house that I buy again,
纠纷存在还不能卖。
I could not sell because of disputes.
那我就搬到加加达去。
And I moved to Jakarta.
带了一部老车。
With an old car,
到了 Jakarta,
I reached Jakarta.
不知道住在哪里。
I don't know where I will stay.
我决定不受邀请。
But I will not receive invitation.
如果要受邀请，我可以做很多大教会的牧师。
I could have been a pastor of many large church.
林良堂赵世光死的时候
，When Reverend 赵世光 died in 林良堂，
他们写信请我到香港去接替他的工作，代替他做全世界林良堂的会督。
He recruited me to be the senior pastor for the entire worldwide ministry.
我没有神的感动。
But God did not move me.
当季志文牧师退休的时候
，When Reverend Andrew G. retired,
三次从洛杉矶要我去做他全世界的会长，我没有感动，我没有去。
Three times he invited me to be the head of his worldwide ministry, and
神的呼召是什么呢
？What is the calling of God?
你要做归正运动啊。
Then I have to do the reform
of the movement. 开始建立系统。
That I will start a system.
重整信仰。
To re-establish faith,
勇敢传福音
to preach the gospel boldly,
把神学的基础像根一样深根建造下去
that people will be rooted on theological thoughts,
把布道工作普遍到全世界变成向上结果
and at the same time bear fruit upward with gospel,
引导我到哪里呢
and God led me
到 Jakarta 去
to Jakarta,
Jakarta 是很大的城市
Jakarta was a large city,
今天最后的统计是1362万人
and today the last thing, statistics show that 13 over
million
people,
一百万的基督徒
，more than a million Christian，
但是我不要接受邀请
，but I will not accept invitation。
我搬到哪里，房子比马兰贵好几倍
，I went to that place, the houses are very
expensive。住在哪里我不知道
，I don't know where I will live。
就这样，感谢上帝
，but thanks be to God。
我决定离开马兰的时候
，when I decided to leave 马兰，
我不拿一个董事的电话号码，从来不打电话给他。
I did not get any contact number so that I can call them for help.
不接触任何一个有钱的人。
I would not contact the rich.
正像1957年开始传道到我死，我从来不会募捐一样的习惯。
From 1957, when I started preaching to the day I die, I would not ask for money.
从零开始。
I will start from zero.
因为我的上帝是死无变有的上帝。
Because my God will bring something out of nothing.
上帝是从死起死回生的上帝。
And God is the God that will resurrect the dead.
我要在这个时代里面。
And so in this generation,
向全世界人证明
I want to prove to the entire world
呼召的上帝
that the God who calls us
引导也是上帝
is also a God who leads us
供应的上帝
He also will provide
成全也是上帝
He also will complete
我的上帝是又真又活的
My God is a living God
没有人相信
No one will believe
世界最大的回教国家
that in the largest Muslim country in the world
可以建立一个世界最大的基督徒的礼拜堂华人礼拜堂
We will build the largest Chinese church in the entire world
这就回去了我再看一次
And I went to the construction site
已经开始来预备整个屋顶的那个架构了
We are preparing to build the roof now
盼望12月30号可以这个献堂
We pray that we can dedicate on the 30th of December
日以继夜的赶工
24 hours they are working
我们没有募捐
We did not do fundraising
我们就是祷告
We just pray
我们就是宣布
And you just announce the needs
不但礼拜堂
Not only the church,
还有一个音乐厅
also a music hall,
还有一个这个博物馆
a museum,
那么这一部分是文化使命归正运动有福音使命有文化使命
In the Reform Evangelical Movement, we have the gospel mandate, the culture mandate.
我马浪的房子已经卖掉全部钱寄去了
I sold my house in Malang and sent the money.
我世界各地几十年工作在印尼所储蓄的钱不是我的是布道团的印尼的布道团的
And I saved the money from all my ministry for stemming in Indonesia.
200万美金全部献进去了
2 million US dollar we give it to the ministry.
你们献多少我不知道
I don't know how much you
我到新加坡讲的钱剩下的我不要带去
I do not bring money from Singapore there.
我在菲律宾在各地方做工所存的我都不带去
I also will not bring money from other cities in Asia.
我就这样做工
This is how I move.
当我搬到加拉加去了
When I reached Jakarta,
我的老爷车常常在半路停下来。
My car always break down.
我对我太太，你去推车吧。
I said to my wife, go and push the car.
她很乖，她推车。
She was willing.
后来一天，她对我讲一句话。
Then one day she said to me,
你有没有见过女人在车上推车的
？Have you seen a woman pushing the car before?
我才发现没有这样的事。
I realized there wasn't such a thing.
但是我说，你不推谁推呢
？But I say, if you don't push it, who will?
什么时候要开动机器，我比较熟，所以你推比较好嘛。
I know how to start the engine, so you have to.
如果你开动我推也可以的。
You can also drive and I push.
我现在明白为什么上帝给我娶个太太那么高大，大概就是有那个用处。
That's why my wife is taller than me.
我从来没有。后来我想，对呀、啊，没有看过女人推车。感谢上帝。现在回想过来了。
When I think back,
很多事情莫名其妙。
There are many things that are mysterious.
主就这样引导了。
And that's how God leads.
把心交给上帝。
When we give our heart to the Lord,
在耶和华的山上 必有预备。
The Lord will provide upon His own mountain.
布道团曾经有个同工。
There was a co-worker in our ministry.
在我背后讲一句话。
Who said behind me?
我才不相信唐牧师一年会建堂，政府一定不可能发出准字。回教徒那么坏，怎么许可他盖那么大礼拜堂
？I will never believe that Stephen Tong can finish a church in Jakarta because the government will never allow him to do that.
这同工现在已经不在这里了。
And、this co-worker is no longer with us.
我才知道原来。他是一个这样没有信心的人，怎么会跟我们在同工
？Then I realized actually he is lacking in faith.
我们所做的事情
，the work that we have done
is mission impossible.
mission impossible.
我告诉你
，But I tell you this.
可能吗
？Is it possible?
怎么可能呢
？How could it be possible?
先顺从
，First be obedient.
不要先辩论。
Do not debate.
先开放你的心。
First, open your heart.
让上帝把他的心意告诉你。
That God will reveal His will to you.
让你的信心延伸到一个地步。
And extend your faith.
相信他必有预备。
And believe that He will provide.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我今天敢讲这些道理。
I dare to preach in this manner.
因为实实在在，我的心就是这样。
Because this is the way I feel.
我敢讲这些道理。
I dare to preach in these words.
因为我在四十多岁的那一年。
Because when I was in my 40s,
怎样放下我的权柄
？I let go all my authority.
带一家人到加加达
，and I took my entire family to Jakarta.
决定两年不拿薪水
，and decided not to receive pay for 2 years.
每天九个人吃饭，730天，怎么度过的？我现在也不知道。
I don't know how we passed the 2 years.
但是上帝没有撇下我们。
But God did not abandon us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to Him.
我对的男孩子。
My only son.
他结婚的时候
，when he got married,
我对他讲一句话。
I said to him.
我说我啊。
I said for
你父亲结婚的时候
when my father, your, you, my father,
所有的厚礼我百分之百奉献
I gave all the wedding gifts to the church
你要不要学我
Would you follow my example
当时他还在美国读书
He was studying in America
还需要钱
He needed money
要带妻子到美国去
He brought his wife to America
很需要钱
He needed money greatly
他说我祷告两天
He said I pray for 2 days
两天以后他对我说
2 days later he said
爸爸我向你
Father, I follow your example.
我也所有的奉献
All the gifts I give.
结果等结婚以后
After he got married,
发现了是我们教会历史里面最多人受到厚礼的
He received the most gift in the history of our church.
多少钱呢
How much money?、
啊、差不多呢有大概$60,000
About $60,000
全部奉献
And he gave all to the church.
两手空空带着太太再去美国
And he went empty-handed with his wife to America.
我建堂的时候
，When we built the church,
我说我卖房子奉献。
I said I will sell my house.
你要不要奉献
？Will you do the same?
他说我做苦工。
He said I will work hard.
我要做到寄35,000美金回去。
I want to send $35,000.
现在每一块他应许的都寄回去。
And he has fulfilled his promises.
所以我今天可以对你讲。
And so I can say to you today.
神的呼召来到时候。
When the calling of God is here.
我们的回应不是讲好话。
Our responses could not be lip service.
我们不是打空头支票。
And give an empty check.
你真的爱主。
If you really love the Lord.
你真的顺服主。
If you really are obedient.
我对我的孩子再讲一句话。
I said to my son another thing.
我侍奉上帝50年。
I have served God for 50 years.
你要不要学我
？Would you follow me?
你五十年。
For 50 years.
我们父子两个人服侍100年。
For father and son, we will do a century.
他静静的。
He kept quiet.
想不到今年我50年。
And this year in my 50th year.
1957年奉献
I started in 1957
2007年
Now is 2007
今年50年
50 years
他今年拿了博士学位
He has received his PhD
他决定进 Westminster 神学院去念书
He has decided to go to Westminster Seminary
我50年的时候他开始第一年了
So at my 50th year he started the first year
我有一点怀疑他会像我一样走完50年
I wonder whether he will finish 50 years
因为我现在是67岁他30岁他要讲到讲到八十岁，可能来不容易。
Because he's 30 now, he has to preach until 80 years old.
那我要回头问你了。
So I want to ask you.
你怎么样
？What about you?
你爱主吗
？Do you love the Lord?
上帝如果给你的
，If the Lord gives to you，
上帝可以不可以拿回去
？Can he take it back？
上帝如果呼召你的时候
，If God call you，
你甘愿奉献吗
？Are you willing to give？
亚伯拉罕
，Abraham，
你的孩子
，Your son，
你的独生子
，Your only son，
你所爱的
，Whom you love，
你的以撒
，Your Isaac，
没事，你的，就钻在他心里面最痛的地方。
And God has asked him for the most precious thing。
亚伯拉罕 ，Yes。
Abraham said yes。
I'm ready。
我已经决定。
I'm here, Lord。
主啊，我在这里。
I give him to you。
我把他献给你。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God。
求主赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all。
下个礼拜
，Next week，
我们继续谈到。 怎样献，怎么样杀，而上帝怎样处理这个事情。
We want to talk about how the sacrifice was done and how God dealt with the whole thing.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.